Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, let's talk to Elliot. We got a million things to get to with Elliot here. He's brought to us every Tuesday by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Two programming notes, though, real quick before Elliot. One, 8 o'clock tomorrow, Rob Thompson on the program. By the way, Nick Sirianni today on the program at 8:40. The other programming note to tell you, in 5 minutes, we're going to give you a name. And with that name, on Friday's show, you can win tickets to the Eagles and the Denver Broncos.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
So we encourage you, don't go anywhere, because in just 5 minutes, your pathway to win tickets this week on WIP. Hear the name I say, write it down, be ready to call in on Friday to the contest line with that name. Elliot, never a dull moment when you cover the Philadelphia Eagles. Good morning, buddy.
Never, ever, ever, ever a dull moment at all. How are you guys doing today?
I'm good, man. So, Elliot, I wrote down earlier and stated on the show earlier four things that I think AJ is frustrated with.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if you think my list lacks something that should be on it or has something on it that shouldn't be on it. And I'm curious which of these you think he's most frustrated about. In whatever order, here are the four things I wrote down. Coaching staff with the new coordinator, passing game concepts this year. I've got Hurts' conservative nature. And again, that one is in particular compounded over time, over the years. The run-heavy emphasis this organization's had.
That's an important factor, though, the compounding effect. The compounding effect, the buildup, you know, the frustration.
Right.
It is worse now because it has continued to frustrate.
It's going on longer and longer.
Yes.
Three, Elliot, I've got the run-heavy offense. Even when they had Swift, they were running it a lot. Obviously, with Saquon, you got someone that's worth running it a lot, and Hurts is supreme at running. So that whole thing. And four is that other great receivers lap him statistically. And the effect that all of that could have, which is on who's first team all pro, how big is my next contract, am I going to make the Hall of Fame, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think that's the list? Am I missing anything? And which do you think is number one?
Yeah, so I think the frustrating part of AJ not yet saying what he means is that we're left to guess, right?
Sure.
So I can only base what I think he's frustrated off of being around him since I've covered him, being in the locker room and being in the building. And my opinion of that list is I don't really think it's any of those. I think it is maybe the statistical thing. I think it does matter to AJ how he's viewed around the league. He has said he wants to be viewed as a number one receiver in the league, and that's hard to do when you're getting 7 yards in a game, right? It's borderline impossible. But when it comes to the run-first approach, I truly have never gotten the sense from AJ that he is jealous or that he's mad at how much Saquon touches the ball. Like, I've never gotten that impression. I've never heard that he feels that way from people in the building. I am positive it's not the coaches. Like, I don't know what he means, but I know what he doesn't mean.
Well, what do you think he means?
I think AJ is frustrated that when the plays for him are called, they are not being run correctly and that the ball is not coming to him. I don't even think it's about getting more plays for him. Of course, he would want more plays. I think the frustration comes from he's in that huddle. He knows the play. He knows how the play is supposed to be run. And when he runs his route and the ball is not getting there, or when he runs his route and the ball is uncatchable, I think that's where his frustration comes from. I think he knows Saquon's a great player. And I know he has a great relationship with Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo. I'm very confident he would never call them out cryptically like this. So I think it's as simple as, and maybe it's not simple, but I think it is, when that ball's supposed to come to him and he gets one of his few opportunities, he wants the ball to come there. And
so do you think that's hurts?
So it's it sounds like you're saying it's the conservative nature of Jalen throwing the ball out of bounds rather than putting it up for a 50-50 opportunity when he perceives AJ as covered. AJ doesn't perceive himself as being covered. Is that what you're suggesting, Elliot?
Yeah, so you're saying it in a conservative way, and I think that's part of it, because there are definitely times where you see Jalen double clutch in the pocket or the ball doesn't come out on time. I thought in the second half against the Buccaneers this past weekend, the issue wasn't being conservative. It was just poor accuracy. And that's rare for Jalen.
Yeah.
Like Jalen is one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the NFL. Like statistically, eye test, all that. His accuracy was really poor in the second half on Sunday. That's why the offense stalled. So I think, you know, when you say it's a conservative nature, that's part of it. But I just think watching the tape, like if I was AJ, yeah, I got 9 targets, but how many of them were truly catchable? Like, you know, maybe 2 or 3 of them. And I think that's probably
where I looked at that as Jalen throwing the ball out of bounds instead of making it a chance for an air ball, like it go up and get
that could cause
a turnover.
But you're saying even worse. Why would he just chuck it out of bounds?
Because AJ wasn't open enough for his liking.
Right, then throw it somewhere else or run the ball or do something. Like
no one else was open either.
When you look
at the All-22, they are, it's skin coverage. I mean, you got DBs manned up, running like right in everyone's back pocket, and you got safeties over the top.
Yeah. Go ahead, Elliot. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, in my opinion of watching it, like, I thought that when he threw it, AJ was covered, but the accuracy was poor. Like there was one on a short route to the left where the ball is 5 yards, you know, kind of wide of AJ. The two deep passes were almost completely uncatchable. Like, so you're right. He might just be saying he's not open. Let me throw it in that general direction, and at least like the play is dead. I would just say that's poor process on Jalen's behalf. Like if AJ is not open, then run the ball or do something else. Yeah. But just chucking, I mean, one of them was almost intercepted. Like he threw it in the double coverage. So
yeah.
I thought it was just poor decision making and poor acting.
All right, hold on one second.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. You can win tickets to the Eagles-Broncos game on Friday.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
You got to listen today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. We're going to give you 4 different names, and with those 4 names, that's how you win the tickets on Friday. Let's have a name today.
And the name is...
Seltzer, take a guess what the name is today. Just take a wild guess.
Seth Joyner.
Take a better guess.
Well, he was a Bronco.
Take a better guess.
Wait, can I guess?
Yes.
T.O.?
No.
Oh, is it A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown.
I was in the same thinking.
Yeah, as soon as you went there, I was like, oh, okay. I was thinking Broncos. You know, gotcha.
Come on. All right. Know the name A.J. Brown for Friday at 8 o'clock. Make sure you listen tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday at 8 o'clock. We'll give you four names over 4 days, all at 8 o'clock, and courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, you can win the tickets to the Eagles and Broncos. All right, Elliot, double A.J. question here. When is his next media availability, and how do you think he will handle it? Will he be honest? Will he be forthcoming? What will happen? I believe it'll be tomorrow. Paint a picture for us.
Yeah, so in terms of when he'll talk, I would assume tomorrow, but really he could talk Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Those are the three times we get access to the players, so he could decide to do it later in the week. He could decide to do it right away. I will say last year when there was that whole drama around the passing game and then also the Brandon Graham talking about Jalen and AJ's relationship, he did talk right away. So, you know, I would expect it'll be tomorrow. And when he does talk, I think he'll be how AJ normally is. AJ is honest. I think he's smart in how he handles the media. So every time there's been a controversy with AJ and he's talked, it has helped. So I expect when he does talk, it will diffuse the situation.
You know, there's another side of this, Elliot, that we should cover, because we talk about AJ's frustrations with X, Y, and Z. You know, someone like Jalen's probably frustrated with AJ. I mean, the team's 4-0. They're one of two undefeated teams in pro football. We know Jalen's very, let's do what we need to do to win. And he's probably thinking, what the heck, man? What do you think?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not going to pretend to have a read on how Jalen feels. He's one of the toughest people to get a read on I've covered. So I would imagine, you're right, like there's probably a level of frustration for somebody that really doesn't like to deal with off-the-field drama, like he calls it rat poison. Like when he talks tomorrow, he will be asked about this in multiple different ways. So I'm sure he views it as a frustration. I'll just say this, like since AJ's been here, there's few players in that building that people defend to me more than AJ, whether it's a player, whether it's a coach, whether it is just someone that works there, like they are very defensive of AJ. So maybe Jalen's frustrated with them. Like I can't speak to that, but I think in the building, like they are very happy with AJ. They know that he's frustrated, but I never get the sense that they're like fed up with it, if that makes sense.
Well, that's good. How banged up is our O-line and Lane's situation? What's it really going to look like? It's getting scary that we're missing him for the majority of two games now this season.
Yeah, so, I mean, on a larger scale, I would say, I don't think the five offensive linemen have played a full game together yet this year.
Not good.
They have had a level of turnover there that they really haven't had since 2020. Like, as much as we think of 2020 as collapsing because of how poor Carson was, I think internally they also view that as the line was so bad and everything broke. The heartbeat of this team has always been the offensive line, like personality and then play style. And when they're not playing well, you see what it's like. So in terms of the health, you know, I don't have a read on where Lane is at yet. We'll find out more tomorrow when they practice. But for as much talk as there has been about why is the offense struggling, is it Jalen, is it the coaches, like it might be the thing we're never used to saying. It might just be the offensive line is executing poorly. And so the fact that they haven't gotten a lot of reps together, or at least consistent reps, I would imagine is part of it.
Yeah, that's a major issue. But the health, like Landon Dickerson, we know he's banged up. How bad is it? When can we expect a return? Every year, I think previously, under Nick Sirianni, it feels like it took a month for the offensive line to gel. And then lo and behold, after, you know, whenever we got to this point, end of September, beginning of October, it felt like things stabilized. I'm hoping we can expect that. Do you expect that?
Yeah, I you know, I'm at a point with the offensive line where like it will take a full year of them not playing well for me to believe they won't turn it around. Like they're too talented, the coaching is too good. And to your point, it's interesting. Knicks teams win early on in the year, so I can't say they start slow, but like they generally have played better football outside of 2023 as the year has gone on. That was the case in 21, 22. in last year as well. So really it was just 23 where they had that collapse. So I do think the team will improve. Nick has proven to be very good at fixing problems in season, which I think is a rare quality for a head coach. So I do think they will improve as it goes on. But yeah, no question. The offensive line, like, they will tell you they are not executing. Like, when they watch the tape, they're not looking at these plays and going, well, that was a poor play call, that's why it didn't work. Like, they're looking at it and going, man, if we had that one more block, that's a big play. So I think they believe the offensive line is the key to turning this thing around.
All right, Elliot, final thing. We're getting ready also for playoff baseball. It starts in a couple hours, 1 o'clock the playoffs begin. Reds and Dodgers tonight at 9. Obviously, that's the series that matters most from our standpoint. Phils will play the winner of this best of three. During this week, how many intra-squad games, Elliot, do you think the Phils should play? They're only going to play one tomorrow. I've been saying for months I thought they should play on the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to stay sharp, particularly for the hitters. What do you think the magic number is?
Yeah, it's a great question. Like, I think you should just stick to the one. I tend to always lean with conserving the bodies and, like, not risking injury. So I definitely get your point about going cold for sure. But, you know, imagine they play a third inter-squad game and someone gets hit by a pitch or someone pulls a hamstring. Like, so I get to doing the one, but I would probably lean on just banking on health and then hoping, like, the good vibes from the regular season somehow carry over.
So here's what I'll say, Elliot, and I hear your argument, and it's a valid consideration because I have imagined that injury. But here's what I've also not only imagined but seen. My team gets out of sorts because they're off for a week.
Yeah.
I can imagine that easier. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
I've seen lots of injuries occur, too.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't think an inter-squad game truly replicates a regular
game.
Dude,
I'm playing. Like, no. You know what, Elliot? The heck with that.
Intra, Elliot. Come on.
It's intra.
English. Yeah.
Elliot, if I'm Rob Thompson, I'm saying, hey, boys, we're playing baseball. Like, Trey, I don't need you stealing a base. Okay, fine. Don't jam up your wrist and your hands going into second base.
It's not a game, right there. Full stop.
Nah,
it's not a game.
You know what? Like, I'm 98% there.
Then it's not 100. That's my point. Like, you're not replicating an actual game. So it's basically batting practice. Like, that's basically what it is.
Well, that's the prime thing they got to work on.
All right, we'll do that in the cages where you can't get hurt.
Nothing.
All right.
Elliot,
we're not gonna agree on this.
Stay well, buddy. Good work today, pal. We'll talk to you later in the week.
Thanks, Elliot.
All right, Elliot Shore Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.